The chair at the center of the Supreme Court bench was vacant this morning. Chief Justice William Rehnquist had been expected to return to the court today after undergoing a tracheotomy in connection with a previously diagnosed case of thyroid cancer. This morning, though, the Chief Justice remained at home. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the Supreme Court this morning, and she joins us now. Nina, what do we know about why the Chief Justice wasn't there?
Well, Robert, as you recall, last week when the court announced the tracheotomy, the statement said that the Chief Justice was supposed to be back on the bench today. Frankly, at the time, a lot of doctors I talked to were doubtful about that, and this morning the Chief Justice did indeed issue a statement saying, quote, "According to my doctors, my plan to return to the office today was too optimistic. I'm continuing to take radiation and chemotherapy treatments on an outpatient basis." And the Chief Justice went on to say that while he's at home, he's continuing to work on Supreme Court matters.
So what do we make of this?
Well, we make of this that the Chief Justice is very seriously ill. The doctors that I talked to today said that the combination of chemotherapy and radiation is normally used only with anaplastic or possibly medullary thyroid cancer, both of which are extremely rare and are not the kind of relatively easily treated cancer that most thyroid cancers tend to be. There's a very high morbidity rate. The treatment is often very difficult for the patient. Now, we're surmising here because we don't have any medical records. In fact, we don't have any information from the court other than what I've told you. But one would have to say that the chief is very sick, and there's no way of knowing whether he will be able to return anytime soon, if ever. I should say that this morning, the senior justice, John Paul Stevens, who presided, said that the Chief Justice has reserved the right to participate in any case based on briefs submitted to the court and on the transcript of the oral argument, so he doesn't have to be there.
Well, we're on the brink of an election, which, as was the case in 2000, could conceivably raise legal questions that would go to the Supreme Court. Would the Chief Justice participate?
Really, nobody knows. He's 80 years old. I suppose if he feels up to it, and he's a tough guy, I suppose if he feels up to it, he certainly could participate, even if he didn't attend the argument. But in the last contested presidential election, Rehnquist was seen as quite a force, moving the case quickly, the case of Bush versus Gore, forcing a resolution. In fact, there were complaints from other justices about not having enough time to write dissents. I can't imagine that he has the energy to be that kind of a force this time if there is a court case. Moreover, Rehnquist has a history with the kind of challenges that are going on right now. He cut his political teeth as a GOP operative, as a challenger at the polls for the Republican Party in minority districts in Arizona, and his activities in that regard were the subject of controversy at his confirmation.
Hypothetical. Let's say that the Chief Justice cannot participate in a case concerning this presidential election that leaves eight justices sitting, and if this all happened, it wouldn't be astonishing if they split 4-4. What happens if the Supreme Court is evenly divided?
If the Supreme Court is evenly divided, the lower court judgment stands. That would be either the Court of Appeals lower court or the state court. That judgment would stand. And in the Bush versus Gore case, mm-hmm. It would have been the Florida Supreme Court. Right.
If there's a vacancy on the court, could there actually be a recess appointment made?
Well, I suppose there could be, but I would imagine it would cause such a storm, such a furor, if President Bush did it or if a President Kerry did it, that it might well doom the nomination, so it wouldn't be worth the candle, so to speak. Now, the one exception to that might be if Justice Sandra Day O'Connor were elevated to chief, which would then open up a seat for a new associate justice. But frankly, I'm not sure that either Bush or Kerry would want to do that.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.